If you're struggling to get your podcast episodes recorded, edited, and released on time, you're just like me. And I've got a few solutions for this, how to get your podcast out there alongside busy life, whether it be work, family, or anything else you've got going on. There's certain strategies you can put in place to make sure you get your episodes done and your podcast out there consistently and on time. Now, I started a new podcast recently and I've shifted my focus towards that. I've lost my focus on this one and now I'm having to change my schedule to and my kind of planning to help me get multiple podcasts out every week rather than just one podcast, which I had kind of got on top of. So this episode, I'm going to give you a few ideas and give you my kind of schedule, my process on how I intend to do that and how I'm going to get my podcast out on time and consistently. And you'll be able to do the same. Now, one idea I've had is basically multitasking, and that is to record an episode whilst I'm doing something else. Now, my podcast has been lost my gloves. My podcast has been audio only. And I found my gloves. So my podcast has been audio only, and my new podcast is video as well. And one thing I've always wanted to do, and recently had this idea, is doing something whilst recording your podcast, because it brings something extra to the podcast. So whether you're doing an interview podcast, where you are, let's say you're interviewing people about football whilst fishing. You could be interviewing people, chefs, whilst cycling. And it's that kind of double jeopardy where you're bringing something else into it to make it a little bit more interesting. And it works for both audio and video because the sounds you get from it. So I'm always a big fan of Adam Buxton and his podcast. Now, he's the old school podcast, one of the OGs, and he would do interview podcast, but he would start and end his podcast with a solo monologue talking about his week and also then introducing the guest and then summing up at the end. And he actually would always record this whilst out walking his dog. And I got to the point with his podcast where I wasn't actually that interested in the interviews anymore, but I was so engaged with him that I used to listen to the intro and then fast forward it through and just listen to the outro, because all I wanted to hear was his, what he'd been doing in this week. And his, he does really cool jingles and he's a very funny guy, so I just wanted to hear him. And him walking his dog brought so much more to it, because he would also talk about the weather and where he was in, where he lived in Norfolk, and his dog, and you'd hear the sounds of his dog running along, and he'd call his dog, throw the ball to it. So you would hear a lot of what's going on. And it was never video, it's always audio only, but it brought so much to that, having him doing something whilst recording, that it always had me fascinated and something I wanted to do. And if you think about video as well, it brings so much more, because there's so many podcasts which are just two people talking, whether you've got a fancy studio or you are online recording remotely and you're adding loads of different cuts and camera angles to try and make it more interesting for the visualization of it. And when you think about it, people will go on YouTube and just watch videos endlessly of people just doing random stuff. And if you can bring that stuff to your interview or your solo podcast, then it makes it more watchable to your audience and more appealing, and it just brings another dimension to it that perhaps someone else isn't doing. Now, I sit in my office / podcast studio, garden room, whatever you want to call it, recording, and I overlook this flower bed. It's full of weeds. I'm always thinking, I need to do that. I need to get on top of that flower bed. And then I run out of time and I never do it, because I get over there and I've got so much other stuff to do that this is never the priority. And then I was with my kids at the weekend, went to a garden centre, and they were desperate to get some plants. They want to plant some fruit and veg. And this, the little bit that I have made for them, that is a little square that is kind of theirs. And I said, you can do whatever you want with that. And when they were younger, it was just basically dig and chuck it around. And now they actually want to use it and plant into it. So I need to tidy up for them, because it's not usable at the moment. We went and bought some plants at the weekend, and now I need to tidy it up. So I thought, I'm going to record a podcast whilst I'm doing it. So I'm currently outside my studio, just doing some gardening whilst I'm talking to you about podcasting. And this is one way I'm getting two jobs done at the same time. I'm recording my podcast and I'm getting this flower bed sorted, so my little boys this weekend can come and plant their fruit and veg. And we did last year. One of them had a raspberry plant, one of them had a blueberry plant, which are overrun by weeds. And we were doing a little bit of research on the blueberry plant, and you need two of them to propagate each other. So we've only got one. So one of the plants we bought at the weekend was another blueberry plant. I'm going to plant another one next to this blueberry plant so they can propagate each other. So you're not just learning about podcasting, you're learning about propagation. And you didn't come thinking you were going to learn that. So that's bonus. That's what you get. Not just what you learn for your podcast, it's going to be what you learn for something else as well. So you're very lucky today. You're getting a lot for your money, especially when your money's nothing. If I talk about my process, firstly, I try to always start with the title of the podcast, because you want, when someone reads the title of your podcast and clicks it, and I'm always trying to think of someone who's potentially listening to it for the first time. So if you're always thinking about your audience who've listened to you before, then you're not really thinking about growing your podcast. So if you're trying to get new people, you're thinking about someone that's clicked on that for the first time. And if they've clicked on it for the first time, it's probably because they have read the title of either your podcast or the title of the episode and decided they want that information. And so your actual title is very important. And this is especially if you're doing a YouTube podcast, because people search and people and episodes come up more than the actual show or channel. So the episode titles on YouTube are really important, and on your podcast player, then people find you. They'll often find you through the title of your show as well as your episode titles. So they're both important. And once someone clicks on that, they then want, but you made a promise with that title and you need to deliver on that promise. So when someone has clicked on the title, this episode I'm titling, I did write it down, but I'm now not at my desk. This is one of the drawbacks with doing stuff while podcasting. I've got gloves on, I'm out of the office, and I can't refer to any notes. So, but it was something like how to podcast whilst doing something. It was how to get your podcast episodes done alongside a busy life and busy schedule. It was something like that. So now I'm, whilst recording, I now have to deliver on that promise. I promise that you're going to hear the answer to that problem that I've posed on that you're struggling to record, produce, edit, get your podcast out there alongside your busy life. So I've got to always bear that in mind, that whilst, especially in the beginning of the episode, that the hook that I've got to say that what the title, the what the audience read in the title is what this episode is going to be about, for them to then continue listening to the episode and continue to deliver that throughout the episode for them to benefit from it. And so I started this episode by saying what my problem was and how we're going to solve that. And we're going into the how to keep your episode going through a busy life. I've then delivered on my initial idea of multitasking. And I'm also going into the rest of the process on how I can get that episode done alongside everything else I've got going on. And the, so you got that title, and that leads into what we're saying now is the hook. And then it's, we call it the bridge, where you're bridging the hook into the value. And that's where we deliver on our promise. So you've got the title, the hook, and the promise. And you the bridge brings it all together to create an episode that someone has clicked on and got what they wanted out of it, which means they'll listen to the whole episode and hopefully come back and subscribe and like and come back for more, or share it with a friend because of the value they've got from it. Now, once we've got that, what I tend to do is just then bullet point. And this one, I've actually done even less preparation than what I normally do, because this is kind of the new concept for me of doing something where I actually don't have any notes in front of me. I don't have bullet points. I don't have anything. Normally I write a list of bullet points. When I started podcasting, I used to write scripts. I spent so long trying to perfect an episode and find out they don't sound as good. It depends on your subject, really. If you're doing a documentary style with full of information that's really important for someone, and the facts and figures are the most important thing, then yeah, perhaps you need to sit at a desk and read. But a lot of podcasts are more conversational and kind of touching on real life and real experiences. So we don't read from a script in real life. The bullet points keep you on track and keep you going in the right direction and keep you delivering that promise and delivering the value to your audience that you that keeps them interested and keeps them coming back. So I just hit my bullet points and worked my way through them, talking about whatever I've decided I want to talk. And the more you can have it about a subject you know about, and if you're starting a podcast, the more it is a subject that you know and love and something that you talk about anyway, which is why my other podcast is about football, because I talk about football all the time anyway, and I know that I can hit record and just start talking, and I really have to think about it too much because I've done the research my whole life on that subject. So if your podcast is about something that you know and love, then trust yourself that if you were in a conversation with someone, and sometimes that's why a lot of people start and find it interview shows a lot easier, because you are just chatting, and doing a solo podcast is a different concept, because most people don't just talk to themselves all the time. Some people do. So, that's a tough one. So yeah, if you can just talk naturally and keep going and talk with passion and knowledge naturally on a subject, you're going to be able to record your episodes quicker and easier, and they're going to be better. And it doesn't necessarily come straight away. You may say, I know my subject, but when I start recording, I fall apart and I just need that, have mind blanks, and I need that script or whatever to keep me going, and otherwise it's just dead air. And there's two things to remember. One, practice. When you start, doesn't come naturally to everyone. Even if you're a good talker, talking on camera or microphone is very different. So the more you do it, the easier it gets. Just keep going. And secondly, I've forgotten what secondly was. Anyway, it's not coming back to me. And like I said to you, this is what you're worried about. It still happens to me now, and I've been doing this a long time. That you get a blank, and like I said, I don't have anything in front of me now. So the blank's the blank. But it's, just keep practicing. You'll get better, and you become more natural, and it becomes easier, and you trust yourself more, and you trust that you have the knowledge. That was secondly. Secondly, belated secondly, you can edit. So if you have a long pause, like I just did, I'll leave it in there, but if I edited that out, you would never know. And I could just go smoothly into secondly, sounding like a real pro. But this time I'll leave it in there, so you know I'm not a real pro, but I can make myself sound like one in the edit. So yeah, you get that recording down and you can hit record and get your episodes done so much quicker and so much more confidently and easily. And once you've got that done, it's then about your process, your editing process. If you're recording on something, so for example, today I'm just recording on my phone, and that's for ease of use. I could have done a setup with my laptop, with microphones, whatever. I've got a lapel mic here with a little wind muff on it because it's a bit windy. As I said, it's windy. A big gust of wind came and blew my phone over. Which, as I explaining my setup, said it was windy, my setup got blown down by the wind. So like I said, I've literally just got my phone and a lapel mic because I can do that instantly and get going. I could have done a much more elaborate setup, but I just wanted to get it done. I've got lots to do today. And this was one job on a long list that I need to do. I've got 3 episodes to record, different podcasts, so I'm getting this done. And then, like I said, it's about your process, because my recording will just be on my phone recorded. I have my phone linked to all my iCloud, Google Drive, things like that. So I can just transfer that straight into a file in Google Drive and then bring it up on my computer in whatever editing software I choose and get that edited quickly. Quite often I record on Descript because then I can just edit that instantly in Descript. You can do the same in Riverside, but it's just, it depends on what type of editing you want to do, how elaborate your edit is, whether it's audio, whether it's video, getting that process down so you kind of take away the stages and make sure you're doing as little as possible on moving files around, because that takes a lot of time, so you can get your episode out there and just doing what is the most important thing. If you've got time to do really elaborate edits, brilliant, but you just want to be doing the most important things that are the most important things to your audience, so that they get the most value from your podcast and they want to come back and keep listening time and time again. So if you're not a good editor, if things take you a long time, then you may want to do a very simple edit and just use a program like Descript and just take out the pauses and the ums and ahs, and use something like Studio Sound to improve the sound quality and get it out there. But if you have the skills, then you can do a bit more. If you have the budget, then you can pay an editor. And you can pay someone like me to handle it for you. And I do full production packages where you literally just... Another wind incident with the phone, but as I was saying, I do full production packages where you literally just record, upload your files, and everything's done for you. And you'll find if you've got your recording down, then it's endless what you can do if you've got someone doing the rest of the work for you. So then you're just really looking at the marketing side of thing. And I've created this process and I've got it currently on Notion. I've created a spreadsheet Notion template where I have all my strategy with social media and everything that I need to do on that side, on podcast guesting, where I have everything I need laid out for me, and I can just fill in the blanks and make sure I get my promotion strategy in place and going efficiently on all the different platforms I use, and whether that's guesting or everything like that. So if you need this, and if you're struggling with the strategy you have and the processes and you're all over the place and nothing is working for you, then I'm currently offering spaces for my 14-day podcast reset, where you'll be able to learn the strategies I use and I'll put them in place for you and your podcast specifically, what you need to do to make sure you can get your podcast out alongside your busy life. And if you're If you need help and you'd like me to help you do this, then the link's in the description. 14-day podcast reset. And we'll get your podcast on track, working for you and your business, so you can get episodes out there efficiently, on time, and grow your audience. So, nearly finished. This flower bed, there's still a bit to do. But my boys now can come and plant their fruit and veg that they got at the weekend. And I've recorded a podcast whilst making that possible for them. So thanks for listening. Hit subscribe or follow the show. And I'll see you in the next one.